he means to marry her. A governess. A slip of a girl, no breeding, no brass, no kinship, no class. A slip of a girl in this place is her grace and disgrace is her place. A slip of a girl who should settle for less and confess her success. I'm outraged and appalled, distressed and offended. Scandalized, mortified, shocked and upended.
Is it true, mademoiselle?
Is what true, Adele?
You're a slip of a girl. It's unlikely, I fear, he's in love with you, dear.
Mrs. Fairfax.
A slip of a girl. Would you marry him when you've no knowledge of men? A slip of a girl. I would beg you to purge your unvirginal urge. I'm fretted and anxious, concerned and disturbed, upset, apprehensive, harassed and perturbed. Oh, Jane, you must be careful. I remember in my youth, I thought the same as you. But men, my dear, will break your heart while swearing to be true.
From Mr. Rochester, miss.
Oh, thank you.
But these are the Rochester jewels.
Yes.
To be worn by a governess. I'm astonished, alarmed, perplexed and dumbfounded, bewildered, embarrassed. Amazed and astounded.
I don't know why he sent them. I told him I would not wear them.
Not wear them? And who are you to say you will not wear jewels given to you by Mr. Edward Fairfax Rochester? A slip of a girl whose form I'll be sworn he should scorn to adore.
No, indeed, Mrs. Fairfax.
A slip of a girl who'd be blessed and the best to be fetchingly dressed.
How could I possibly wear them?
A slip of a girl who'd do as she's told and be wholly cajoled. Laughable, impudent, brazen, audacious. Saucy, impertinent, bold and ungracious.
Ooh, voila.
From the tailors at Millcote, miss.
Yes, thank you.
So this is the dress?
Do you like it?
Like it? I remember long ago when I wore such a dress. He died, poor man, and broke my heart. Still broken, I confess.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, Mrs. Fairfax.
A slip of a girl, insipidly built, ill-equipped to the hilt.
Mrs. Fairfax.
A slip of a girl, and I better not let you be more than a pet. He's 20 years older. Aesthetics won't let it be more than a friendship. You better forget.
No, indeed, Mrs. Fairfax. Edward is young.
Edward.
He's young in his heart.
Really?
He loves me, I'm sure.
Oh, dear. I'm enchanted, enraptured, excited, gratified, tickled. I trust I'm invited. I'm charmed. I'm disarmed. Jane Eyre. I'm delighted.